Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
All right, good afternoon. I'm Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. And today I am joined with Regan LaPrairie. Now, you work for LaPrairie Crane. Sort of a situation going on right now with, I believe, an employee, Andrew. First of all, do you want to kind of describe what's going on?
Andrew Vandegeer was recently married 3 weeks ago to Daria Lawson, and they both are employees of LaPrairie Crane. And it was a wonderful wedding, and they went on a honeymoon and came back, unfortunately, he ended up with severe pancreatitis out of the blue, and ended up in ICU. So it was kind of from a wonderful story to a bit of a tragic event for all of us. So,
no kidding. And so, what is your relationship with Andrew? Did you say that you two are coworkers?
Yeah, he actually works for me, but we go back quite a ways. I used to work with his dad in Tumbler Ridge, BC, many moons ago. So I knew his family, and Andrew was I think the first time I met Andrew, he was 8 years old, and he was wearing hockey. He was wearing goalie pads. So we go back quite a ways.
Oh, that's incredible! What can you tell us about Andrew, just like his personality and whatnot?
Well, he's always happy. Yeah, I never see him down. He's a farm boy, so he's one hell of a worker. Takes on a challenge. Basically, we've worked with him for 12 years straight, so you get to know a person well, and he's a solid guy.
No kidding. And do you know where he is right now, like what kind of care he's in?
Yeah, he's in Edmonton. They flew him out to, I think it's Alexander Hospital, and he's in ICU there, and he's they have him in an induced coma, but he's stable at the moment, and his wife Daria is down there with him at the moment.
Holy, okay. And then so it's pretty serious then, just being in an induced coma. I believe there's a fundraiser going on, is that correct?
Yes, there is. Yeah, they have something. There's a silent auction, I think this weekend, at the farmer's market. I'm not too sure. Actually, I should know that. But and they're going to have that. They have over 30 donations there at the moment from all the businesses in town. And so you can. And I think they're going to post it online too and on Facebook on Support Andrew. So there's a lot of very great donations from all the businesses and community across Fort McMurray. Really pleased with the turnout.
Yeah, we can definitely find that and post it along when we post this online as well, so people can kind of be directed towards that. Is there any other support for Andrew and the family going on right now?
Yes, they have a donation set up also on Facebook for them, and for any donations or well wishes or positive comments towards him and Daria at the moment. So I think it's been quite a good response. We also published it through our company, and it's there for all the employees to donate also and send well wishes. So his family is doing a great job on keeping everybody informed, and there's the support across the community has been outstanding, as usual, for Fort McMurray. So I think it's been really positive.
Yeah,
on that side of it.
Yeah, we'll definitely try and gather up some more support here. Anything else that you wanted to add, or you wanted to get out to anyone in Fort McMurray, maybe that we haven't mentioned about Andrew?
I just think he's a real young guy, his whole life in front of him, and really unfortunate circumstances that have transpired. And any bit of help will ease their problems for Daria and Andrew as they move forward and he recovers. I think it's going to take a long recovery, and we're hoping for the best. So.
Yeah, very well said, Regan. Thank you so much for coming on and just spreading some awareness about this fundraiser today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. Much appreciated. And thanks to all in Fort McMurray. Fantastic place.
Once again, that's Regan LaPrairie with LaPrairie Crane talking about his friend and co-worker, Andrew Vandermeer, who lives in Fort McMurray, who recently had to be transmitted to the ICU down in Edmonton and is currently in a coma. And there's a bunch of fundraisers going on for Andrew right here in our community. We're going to take our first break with Fort McMurray Matters, but we'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, October 19th. I'm Sean Kreitz, and for this interview, I'm actually joined with my co-host, Steph Seidel. We chatted with this man named Sean Reddy just a day ago about a bear being in his house in Sapraquik. A pretty interesting conversation. So without further ado, we'll hop right into it right here.
So the whole gist of it is, yeah, I thought he had taken off until he decided to come in through the window. But I was in the backyard cleaning up, and you know, like the rest of us, winter's around the corner, so trying to get chores done. And I just come home early that night and was in the backyard getting stuff done and walked around the front. And that's when my two dogs took off after the bear, because he didn't smell it until we walked around to the front. And he was right outside the front of the house by the garage, and had him cornered in the corner of the house. So called the dogs back and threw them in the shop so they'd leave the bear alone to walk away. So the garage doors open and the bear walked into the garage, and that's when I was like, okay, that's where the dogs are and dog food, and you know, what's he going to do? So that's when I went in the house and I told my boys that, you know, there's a bear in the garage in case they walked into the garage. So came back out, and you know, a minute or so later, it seemed like the bear came out of the garage and walked off, and kind of figured that was the end of it. He was gone until my youngest boy came out, and like we had told him the bear is in the garage, so he was thinking the bear is scratching or doing something. But he came out saying, like, what's all the scratching I'm hearing? Huh. So my oldest goes back into the house, and he yells back at me, come at the front door, and just wondering, like, he's like, yeah, he said the bear's in the hallway. So that's when it's, oh yeah, this is great. So
what?
Go into the house, and he was at the end of the hallway. My youngest guy had just had a shower, and he was home, and I figured, because he was at that part of the house, I thought he must have come in his window because he was in his room. The bear walked into his room. That's when I went up and I closed the door behind him, thinking, well, he can go back out the same window he came in and walk to the backyard. And then I realized when I looked at his window, it was closed. And now I've locked the bear in my son's bedroom.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's when it got to, okay, well, what do I do? It went down the hallway, and then I realized he had come in my other boy's room, which was, he left his window wide open and just busted the screen and then climbed in across the bed. And that's when he had come down the hallway that we had seen, and that was obviously the noise my boy had heard.
Oh my.
Yeah. So that's when it's like, okay, well, got to get him out of the house because I don't want him in here and making a mess or having him open the door and come back out. Where you hear him making noise because he was just going through the room. He didn't ransack it, but he just was curious, obviously, and knocked over a cereal bowl and the computer monitor that was in there. We're trying to figure out what to do, and that's when he went back up to the door, and he was smart enough to try to open the door, because you could see it's like a lever handle on the door. He was hitting the handle to open the door.
Wow. But
because it was like you have to push it to open it, I figured he couldn't get the door open. So it's like, okay, well, he's going to let himself out of here. And I called my buddy next door and said, hey, I just locked a bear in the bedroom here.
Just casually.
Yeah. Chris was like, oh, you want some support? I'm like, yeah. He's like, hey, I'll bring bear spray too. So we had grabbed our bear spray, and he had grabbed his and came over just in case we needed it. The plan was to block off the hallway so he couldn't get back into the rest of the house and close all the doors. He only had the one way out, opened up the bookshelf by my son's door. So I pulled the bookshelf back thinking if the bear was mad or was coming out charging, at least there's something between me and I can close off the furniture and open up the door. And okay, well, where is he now? And that's the picture I got of him at the computer desk looking back at me just like, hey, what do you want? Type of thing. Yeah. So that's when we just close off the furniture. And yeah, a minute or two later, he just decided to walk on back out the way he came in and went up the driveway and just kept on sauntering off. He didn't have a care in the world about people being around.
Wow. Have you seen him since?
No, I haven't seen him at all. Not since he walked up the driveway that night. Set up a bear banger beside him, and he didn't care.
Wow.
But he did his tour in Sapre Creek. He was all over a bunch of different houses and windows, and he was curious or hungry or figured that he deserved a house.
Nice place to hibernate for the winter, please.
Yeah.
Have you dealt with much bears out in Sapre?
Yeah, we get them a fair bit. Like, you know, we're in their woods more so than ours, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But anything quite like that
around
before?
Here a lot. Yeah, there's been a few bears in homes out here over the years. There was one neighbor down the road. I think he said he broke in through his bathroom window, came in, busted the screen, and came in that way. I don't know if he did any damage or how far he got into the house. There's a story somebody else last year, the bear had come into the kitchen and they had left, or they had dinner on the table and walked in and there was the bear having a steak or chicken dinner, whatever he had left out.
Oh, man.
You just get to add your name to the list now, hey?
Yeah. I'm just the one who got Facebook famous because I shared it with some friends and they were like, hey, can we share this? And so I made it public for people to share, and then it goes all around the world.
Where have you all heard from now with that story?
Mostly, besides Canada, U.S. and England so far.
Whoa.
I know, lots of friends and family in Ireland and Australia, and they've passed it around and shared it all over the place.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I try not to keep up on all the requests because there's so many that come through Facebook and say, okay, I've told my bear story.
Yeah, that's enough for now.
I love this picture you got of him and looking, standing up at the computer. It's like he's like, I don't need a chair. I've got a stand-up desk.
Yeah. You can just see by his feet there, that's the cereal bowl he had knocked over and smashed on the ground. So
what a guy. What a crazy thing.
Sean, we appreciate you taking the time to tell your story one more time for us and our listeners as well.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Just going to take our second break of Fort McMurray Matters, and we'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back. Hey, Sean Kreitz, Fort McMurray Matters. On the line today, we have Diana D'Souza and Lisa Sweet. Do you want to talk about the business awards now, Diana? Coming up, was it Thursday?
It is Thursday. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7. We've got some great entertainment. We've got some awesome sponsors, and we've got some awesome businesses to recognize. So we still have the People Choice voting going on. Go on and choose that favorite business of yours. You can vote every day, but also join us. You can go to Keanu Box Office for ticket sales, or reach out to us at the chamber and we can guide you.
Mm-hmm. And then the People Choice is the only one that community voted on?
It is. Now, all the nominations are community nominations. So any of the businesses that have been shortlisted for People Choice was nominated and then went to a selection committee to then be the shortlisted finalists that are now up for People Choice. So it's all triggered by input from the community. And then, you know, the selection committee will have maybe stronger criteria for each category. And then we allow for the general public. It's like all those shows, the music shows and the singing shows where you get a People Choice.
Oh, yeah. And you can attending in person the only way, or is it online as well?
At this point in time, it's attending in person, and we have opted into REP, so proof of vaccination or a negative PCR test. A privately paid PCR test within 72 hours will be required for attendance.
All right. Anything else you want to add, whether it's about the awards, the restaurants, or the partnership?
Just get out and support a local business. Make that choice. You know, it is a choice, but it's a good choice for our community. So wherever you can, please support local.
Diana, always a pleasure. Lisa, anything else you want to add?
I think Diana has done a great job. The Chamber's done a great job promoting small business throughout the whole year, but definitely during Small Business Week. And once again, as we have in the past, economic development and tourism, and this year through Startup YMM as well. Really excited to be part of Small Business Week, and I echo Diana in saying that get out and support local, and you know, those small businesses really help build our community. So we really want to encourage and do as much as we can to keep our local businesses here.
Very cool. Hey, one more time, where do you find the contest? Is that only on Facebook, or is it on like websites and other social medias?
So you can find it on the FortMcMurrayChamber.ca's website.
All righty.
As well as Facebook.
All right. So can you enter on both places or only one entry?
No. So the video to share and tag, the video is on, you have to compete on Facebook, but the details are also on the website.
Wonderful. So all the details over on the website, but do the liking and the sharing over on the Facebook.
Yes.
Perfect. Clear as mud. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. And like I said, always a pleasure talking to y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, guys.
And that's all the time we have today for Fort McMurray Matters. Thank you so much for tuning in. And a big thank you goes out to Diana and Lisa for talking about Small Business Week here. I'm Sean Kreitz, going to sign off. Thank you for tuning in. And if you want to catch the full episode, you can go on over to our website. It will be posted there shortly or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.